This thing on? You plugged in?
So, plugged in. Guys, what just happened? Well, let me stop. Anyway, so we just recorded a whole podcast. Well, yo, so introduction to this. I'm confused and shit. Okay, so this is the official, you know what I'm saying, introduction for the Squadcast podcast. Pure audio for those who enjoy podcasts. We got it for you, you know what I'm saying? We got everything running. We got our iTunes up. This will be the main platform, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll go to like Stitcher or all those other things.
Well, but it depends on you guys, man. If you like, if you prefer, you know, iTunes and the podcast app, which we do, or if you prefer SoundCloud or, you know, Spotify, hopefully in the near future. You know what I'm saying? Like that all depends on you guys, yeah. But you're definitely going to get it here.
So we're right here. It's just me and Nick, Trey, Nick, you know what I'm saying? This whole squad is not here.
We'll go.
But yeah, we're in here chilling. We kind of want to just talk to you guys about some random stuff. Definitely get you guys on the same page as far as where we plan to take this this podcast in particular. So let's just, I guess we can just kind of brainstorm it. We don't really have a sketched out plan, but we can definitely make one up right now. So what would you like to do on this podcast?
Well, sir, since you ask, for those of you who are coming from YouTube, who are familiar with Squadcast, this is going to be like where we take the random combos, emphasis on dumb, because it's going to be really stupid over here.
And for those who haven't seen the actual video series on random conversations that we had maybe like a year ago, it was some really good videos, but for those who haven't seen them, kind of detail, like, how those, you know.
It's really, I think I had an episode where I would like to kind of resurface that a little bit. But anyway, I had an episode in particular where I had my heart broke. I'm going to just go ahead and be honest, man. I was really heartbroken. Mm. I just couldn't figure out why, like, chicks really wasn't fucking with me, man. That was, like, the most depressing thing ever. Along with a whole lot of other bull going on.
Yeah.
But this is definitely going to be a spot. But, you know, videos like those or conversations like those, rather, you're going to get those here. Those are going to be a little more intimate. It's going to be a little more open and free over here, man. Like, you can really expect some really good stuff from here. So please come here.
So yeah, we got the random combos coming. We was also tossing around ideas about story time. I actually get a lot of requests on YouTube to do story time, but we can definitely like tell some stories over here. Easy. Either one of us. We also got, okay, you guys know how on YouTube we have our the Squadcast episodes. That's just like the visual, and I know a lot of people like that visual element. You know, you get to see facial expressions, and you may see little edits here and there that make the video more funny. But those conversations actually like continue. So we want that to be heard. So we're gonna just take that whole like if that Squadcast episode number 2, which we're gonna film like in the next couple of days, you'll hear that full conversation on like here iTunes, you know what I'm saying. The video is gonna be 30 minutes because that's the most consumable like time frame for video. It's actually a longer, but we're gonna give it to you guys. But so the full conversation is gonna be here. A lot of the details you missed on video will be here. Other than that, we still got
am I
missing something?
Are you?
I feel like it was one more thing we had coming here that was like kind of like a, maybe I'm tripping. Maybe it's because, so like I said at the beginning, we recorded a podcast.
I mean the recent stuff that's kind of happening.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was talking about. Go ahead.
The recent stuff, I know a lot of the times, man, we're all, like when albums come out, we're probably a day, a week, a month late.
I'm about to review Kanye shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. This will enable us to like jump on things a lot faster because we do know that you guys, we don't care if everyone values our opinion, but we definitely like to give you guys who really enjoy the stuff that we do, we want to give you guys our opinion on whatever is happening. And so all that jazz is really going to be over here, man, because we can get it out quick, you know what I mean? And that's really what we want to do, man. We just want to bombard you with some bullshit talking.
Because the editing on the Squadcast, for one, probably takes 2 solid days to edit a full episode of Squadcast. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we are 4 different people, grown men, that have separate lives. Yeah. So as much as we would like to be going in the same direction with every move, that's just not reality. So it's hard getting on the same page every time. If something happens, we may not even be able to link up 2 or 3 days after, mm-hmm. and then add 2 days of editing after that. And that's being optimistic. Yeah. So we're already looking like a week after shit drops. Okay, then the squad's going to talk about it then. Yeah. Which, you know, it's nothing really wrong with that. But in the era we're in right now, people, like, if something happens, they want to hear whoever has to say something, say it right then.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? Yeah. So we're definitely going, that's where this shit comes in, like, heavy. We're going to be on it. I don't want to say every day. I don't want to put any unrealistic expectations out there, but it's going to be, we're definitely going to utilize this platform.
I mean,
but you got anything else before?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I just kind of throwing something out there. Like, I think we can get away with one for sure. Two, maybe. Three is pushing it a week. But
yeah,
that's
definitely.
Because there is something always happening, and we would love to do that, man. But, yeah. I mean, like I said, you're going to get majority of those off-camera conversations, which are so hilarious. I think they're hilarious. That was the whole point of, like,
right.
starting all of this,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It's to really give you guys insight of, you know, what it's like to be in the gang.
Plus, like, even, like, I have people I like to listen to where I just kind of, like, I'll be writing stuff down, maybe video ideas, whatever I do throughout the day. So
yeah.
for you guys, it may be homework. And you just play a podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those are always good just to do that. You don't have to watch anything. So
mm-hmm.
even if the topic is not, like, hilarious or anything like that, just kind of hearing voices in the background
yeah.
or a conversation
yeah.
you can tune in and out of,
yeah.
that's always good. So that'll be, you know.
And a lot of these guys probably, you know, driving now. I just got a snap,
right.
like, not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I was driving in the car and kid sent me a picture of his Mustang. He looked real good. He's like, yo, what kind of car you drive? But you, oh yeah, so I almost got lost. So, like, the whole point of that, man, is, like, you know, this is, you know, car ready, man. You know, you definitely
mm-hmm.
don't want to be on YouTube watching videos while
yeah.
you're in the whip. So I don't know, man, this it definitely has its purpose, man. So what we got for him today?
Random topic. We, like I said, basically today's episode, we just want to get you guys on the same page. But me and Nick just came from, like, a small road trip. And we actually listened to, today is September 26th, if I'm not mistaken. Mick Jenkins' album came out 2 nights ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think.
So we decided to play it on the way back, which was a terrible idea. I must say to myself. I'm the one that said it. I was like, you even told me, you was like, yo, I'm not ready to listen to this. I was like, well, I would like to listen to it on the way back. Horrible fucking idea. Especially me in the driver's seat. I'm already, like, if it's dark, I'm putting my life at risk. And on top of this Mick Jenkins shit, I'm surprised the nigga made it back home, honestly. And I hate to say that because ever since Nick put me on the Mick, I think it's been about a year now, I've been a fan of Mick. Mick is great. There's really nothing bad you can say about this. Like, if you're into hip-hop,
yeah.
you have to, it's, you can't debate this guy's talent. It's mm-hmm. just undebatable. So I'm really looking forward to this guy's album and shit, and What the fuck happened?
What happened?
And I know, guys, like I said, this is something where we want to just come and talk if something happens. We just want to react to it. Now, we know we can't digest this guy's project.
Yeah.
If you listen to it, you know it's not digestible with one listen. Yeah. This is probably going to take no bullshit, maybe a month or two to actually, like, appreciate it.
Yeah.
If it's even, like, worthy of it. I don't know. I'm not trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. He is that good, but I don't give anybody the benefit of the doubt.
Mm.
But if it's going to be appreciated, it's going to probably take a month or two. Now, reaction-wise, first listen, how are you feeling?
Sleepy, like drowsy.
Drowsy?
Yeah.
Like,
if I'm being honest. And backstory, man, like, Trey was elaborating, man, we are fans of this guy.
Yes.
I don't think you guys understand, like, if you're looking for a rapper who just has it, like, Mick is your guy.
Right.
Like, you got... Because I remember, like, you guys talk about, like, J. Cole, fuck, I'm going off topic, but this is what this is for, baby.
Yeah.
But you talk about, like, J. Cole, how it's hard for you to, like, kind of revisit albums
yeah.
and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like, it's just like a whatever. But Mick, he's in that same sphere of, you know, rappers.
Right.
But he's youthful.
Yeah.
The man has voice and flow is just stupid. But anyway, like, we really enjoy this guy, but this, and I was so... And I'm really going to, I feel like if Dre, I really hope Dre don't pick it up. Because I honestly think
No, I know how Dre is. I know how Dre is. He won't. It'll seem like he would shit on it, but it's gonna be so complex that Dre's gonna be like, "Well, this shit must be good." So he's not gonna be like, "Oh, this shit." He's just gonna be like, "I know it was good. I just couldn't fuck with it." Yeah. That's probably what he's gonna say.
Yeah.
But as far as like the actual sound of the album, like, I feel like that's what it made it hard to get into.
Yeah,
the sound.
Which he does play with, man. I know he used them peoples a lot. Mm-hmm. I know he used to work with Nether Friends, which I really like Nether Friends. I don't know if K-Chinata is a producer or not. I want to say he is. But he used these guys. I mean, you let like Mick said in the interview, he was like, these guys just kind of have a ear for where hip hop may be going.
Oh yeah.
But and so like, and
I hope it's not going that direction.
I know, but but I'm saying like if it is, if it's just like people just want these sounds, and I mean this is the project for you, but for somebody who's not right there, which I'm not, it's not going to be enjoyable at first listen.
Yeah. So when the fuck do you play this?
After you leave like a TED conference or something?
I don't know, bro. I told you I was going to listen to it with my beats on, just some headphone music. I don't think I can fucking do it, honestly.
How can I put this? This album is like, it's so conceptual. I mean, it's so conceptual. And you'll have to be in like that. Because I remember when I first started listening to Mick, that's one of the things that drew me to him is I was just looking for, I just wanted information.
Yeah.
I just wanted information. And so you can, you know, you watch interviews, you read articles, you read books. But I found a rapper who had information.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you just got to be like hungry for deep.
Well, like I'm fucking with that because I definitely like listening to his perspective.
Yeah.
On love, religion, whatever he's talking about.
Yeah.
I really like hearing what he has to say, but again, he makes it hard when he's rapping over those fucking beats.
Yeah. And it just wasn't, I don't think those, the beat selection, it just wasn't there for me.
I just don't see a rapper making a mistake like that nowadays because, like, I don't know how familiar you are with Nas, but that was Nas' biggest drawback.
Really?
His fucking beat selection was fucking horrible. Arguably, like, the worst, as far as mainstream rappers, he was, like, that nigga that was gonna pick the wrong beat, almost on purpose. We don't know how it was fucking happening, but that was Nas's, that was him. And then, I remember sometimes, Lupe's not known for this, but Lupe always doesn't have the greatest beat selection, but we know both Nas and Lupe, arguably, like, top 10 all time, as far as lyricists go.
Yeah.
I don't want Mick to go on that list.
Yeah.
He's too young to go on that list. Come on, man.
And I understand that, but if you from conception of Mick Jenkins, I never did listen to the first tape. I don't know if he had one before Trees and Truths, but Trees and Truths, that's where he had like what's the one song?
Have I heard
play
it
for you. Cause he had On God all over it. The producer, he had On God all over
it. It was like On God, my nigga.
He had him all over it. And then you got The Waters coming after that. And then he put out another. He got Waves. And then he put out another like free project on Audio Mac. Mm-hmm. But all of them sound different. Mm. Not one. So that's one thing. I guess that's a big plus because he's not stagnant in a sound.
Right, right.
He's always testing the waters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was, you know, pun intended.
Yeah, that's not a bar.
But he's always testing, which I can appreciate. And I just with this album, this one is just a little too funky for my ears.
But was it funky though?
Not what Waves was funky.
It may have been because I found like I said, I when I say I was asleep, my eyes was blurry. But the only reason I probably didn't fall asleep because you was in the
passenger. I was asleep though.
So that's the thing. The beats may have been funky. I just didn't hear them shit. I remember hearing, yo, I don't know what the fuck I heard. It's crazy.
He did a lot of off key where he just kind of fall off beat. But he's probably the only rapper. If you was to give in these just the instrumentals to another artist,
mm-hmm.
It don't matter who you gave them to.
That's that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that just goes back to flow. The way he can really just ride a beat, no matter how weird it is, it's just a stamp on this man's talent. But,
Maybe, I mean, I don't want to get too down on him.
Because,
again, we may listen to the album. It may take 5 listens, 6, and it may click. Like, damn, like, this is the album I wanted to hear right here. I don't know if that's going to happen. Hopefully it does. I'm going to give it some more listens. I don't know how at the moment, but I'm definitely try.
Because I think everybody should, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, especially, like if you haven't heard Mick yet, don't start on this project. Not that it's bad, but definitely something a little more easy to listen to. You got any suggestions for him?
The Waters. The Waters is, well, yeah, Trees and Truths. Trees and Truths is where you get, okay, this man spit. Yeah. Mixtapes. These are mixed. The Trees and Truths is where you start, you know, like this dude spit. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, start there and just kind of go find his features.
Yeah.
He has some of the best features. I mean, body, everybody's songs. Mm-hmm. Then you start with The Waters. This is where he get conceptual, which he was conceptual in Trees and Truths. But it just kind of comes together with the whole water and the metaphors that he's playing with, which, I don't, you know, he got some stuff for you. If you're like a, I don't know, but it if you're somebody who enjoy different sounds, lyricism, all that good stuff that hip-hop embodies, then this is Mick is your guy.
Okay.
But at least he has his own sound. Let's kind
of. Definitely. Speaking of, yeah, we can go ahead and get into that. So I don't know if you guys heard Nick, but he kind of threw out a little, I don't know if he has his own sound. That's referring to the Mac Miller album I had
him Tory Lanez.
To earlier today. Well, not the whole album.
You said Tory Lanez and Mac Miller. My bad.
Tory Lanez. All these, okay, it's something weird going on with these rappers to where, I don't know. I feel like they get in the studio. Okay, we were talking about the difference between being inspired by someone.
Yep.
And just blatantly biting their style.
Yes.
And I feel like these guys now, I don't know how, but they're blurring the lines and not giving a fuck when they're in the studio. Mm-hmm. And they're actually like, so the example we were using today, or that we listened to today, was Mac Miller. He dropped the album a couple of days ago or whatever. And first two songs I'm listening to by myself at first. And I'm playing it, and it gave me a really refreshing feeling because it doesn't sound like anything that anybody in hip hop is putting out right now.
Yeah.
You hear a lot of trap shit and a lot of this and a lot of that, which is cool, time and place for that. But again, it was just something like, damn, I feel good listening to this, different sound. So first two tracks, I'm like, yeah, this is going to be a good album. Surprising, because it's Mac fucking Miller.
It's Mac Miller.
This guy was a sleepy nigga back in like, I forgot when it was. I'm going to say old 11. But anyway, back when, I forgot when this nigga was sleepy as fuck, up until recently.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm like, damn, this nigga has really like musically, like this nigga's on his shit.
Uh-huh.
Third track hits, it's called Stay. I hear these horns, you know, animated type horn, jazzy and animated at the same time, just really bright trumpets, you know what I'm saying?
To somebody who don't know, man, Trey is like a really big fan of horns, man. This kid's horns, man, is crazy.
Probably because I played the horns in high school.
Random.
I hear those, and I'm automatically fucking with the sound.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds familiar, just the way the horns were being played with the drums and shit like that. But, you know, I'm not thinking nothing. You know, anybody can use a fucking horn. You know, it's music. So, and then I hear just kind of like Mac Miller crooning, which is like kind of like half singing and just kind of stressing the tones of the last word and shit like that, which is kind of getting popular in hip hop as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, maybe it's just a popular thing. He's not copying the guy. I kind of have him in mind now. Next track hits, I forgot what it's called, and he flips these words just like Chance the Rapper would do, and he fucking does that yelping thing that Chance does too. He threw in that I'm like, you bitch, you really went all the way. Like, he didn't like halfway copy this nigga. He wasn't like, it makes me think, like, why does any rapper feel like that's okay? Because with Tory Lanez even had a stronger example when he copied Kendrick.
A few.
Yeah, he had a few definitely, but that Kendrick shit was like, that still blows my mind.
That was like a month and a half ago.
Like, if I ever interview Tory, I don't care if it's 2025, I'd be like, my nigga.
Yeah.
In 2016, you did this shit. I need answers.
Who you say, like, Tory Lamar?
For real. Like, I put that shit on there. I'm like, Tory Lamar. But Mac Miller kind of did that same thing where he bit somebody's style so strong. It's like, and you brought up a good point when you was talking about Travis. You were like, Travis will you know, compliment somebody's style or even imitate, but mm-hmm. to compliment their style, imitate their style, but then turn around and put that guy that he's imitating yeah. on the track.
Yeah.
So that makes fucking sense. Yeah. And it's great to hear somebody's style be like, you know, spun in a different way exactly. and shit like that.
Exactly.
So that's really enjoyable. But when you take somebody's style and don't even feature this nigga or this nigga, I don't
no
care.
Credit.
Yes, I don't care if Chance didn't have no hand in writing that bitch. You put his name on Wikipedia and under them writing credits because he wrote that bitch for you, whether he want to admit it or not.
Yeah, I really like that. I really like that. Like he did, that's Chance the Rapper song. He right. gave you that song, and even not even like Chance writing it, like. At least have like Donnie Trumpet produce it for you.
Right, yeah.
Who is, you know, that Chance go to guy. But it's just like, and you're asking why. I think they know, they don't care, and they don't know. I honestly think.
I think they have to know. They're rappers.
They are.
You know how hard it is to have a distinct style and it be good on top of that these yeah. days? Well, all these niggas rapping, a nigga like Chance. Who has an incredible style. I fuck with his style so heavy. Mm-hmm. And it's so unique. So to bite somebody like that, it fucking sucks because it's disrespectful. It, like
yeah, it is. And it's distasteful. Because yeah. what a lot of these guys will do is they'll present it. And if anybody who knows me, you know my beef with like Tory Lanez. But there's just a little, it's not even beef, but you know my confliction.
And gripe and shit.
Yeah, yeah, with Tory Lanez. It's not, I admire this guy, but it's just like, I really, it's like, fuck, dude. Like, you're good. Why are you doing this?
Right, yeah.
Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. I mean, he got a track with that Cranium dude that we was listening to in the car. Yeah. Sounds beloved.
Yeah.
Beloved. But no, man, I don't know, man. It sucks, but it's like, people just running out.
The thing is,
just
like,
out. I don't know.
The songs sound good. Don't get me wrong. Like Mac Miller shit sounds good. The parts where he was copying Chance, Tory Lanez shit sounds good when he's copying whoever. Mm-hmm. Like these guys are talented. So the songs come out sounding good. Because you can't say you know you like Chance the Rapper's song, but when Mac Miller sounds just like him, that you don't like it. Like
yeah.
it sounds the same.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you don't like it. Mm-hmm. The conflict comes. It's like part of. Liking a song, I think, is like there's a deeper part where a part of liking it comes from the appreciation of like the skill it took to make it.
Yeah, yeah.
So when that is like kind of like when that's out the window, it's like, damn, do I even really fuck with the song? Which you do, but you don't have that appreciation anymore.
Yeah, and then, 'cause
it's not original.
And you look at the artist differently. Like people, I'm conflicted with artists, man. I really am. But I think that's what we have to do, man. Like, I don't care to be the guy who seems like he hating on all the artists. I really don't. Mm-hmm. Just for the simple fact that you can't just jack and right. then be like, yeah, this is my new. It's like, no, it's not, bro. Like, no, it's not. How are you that? Why are you doing that? Like, really, why are you doing
and
that?
And it takes away from your favorite artist, too.
Yeah, like, it
takes away.
You don't credit a guy, and you just, I don't know. That's really, it's almost like, I don't even have an analogy for this bullshit. It's a sin.
It should be.
It's a fucking sin, man. But I don't know. And I know Drake. But see, whatever, Drake, the only, okay, so. If you know me, then you know my. They like, oh, Nick, you like to. You'll pick on Tory, but you won't say nothing about Drake. Mm-hmm. But if you. Drake is influenced, and I don't think he's ever hid that. I don't think he's ever tried to hide that. Like when the. I better find your loving. That yeah. track, it wasn't entirely. It didn't entirely have like that dance hall flavor, but you can see Movado. You can see, you know what I mean? Yeah. It definitely wasn't the sound at that time. Like he was. It was, that record could spin today. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I am biased. I am biased, probably. Because I was about to get, he don't even write it. Which, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, you know, back to Mac Miller. I'm not saying this guy's album is bad. I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I do have a review coming soon. If you're not subscribed to the vlog channel, definitely do that. Which you probably all are, but I got a review coming for that soon, and it's probably going to be a positive review. I'm just going to have a problem with that. Like, the album sounded pretty good. You know, yeah. It had features from... I like the way Anderson .Paak was singing on it, which mm-hmm. you say you're not a fan of him, are you?
Like I said, I'm gonna miss that wave. I don't too much care for it. Yeah, I'm good on that one.
I think he sounded pretty good on there. He had a feature from Kendrick. I haven't listened to that yet. Like the last song, I just haven't listened to.
He got one from his chick, don't he?
Who? Ariana.
Ariana. Oh yeah. Oh, she probably singing all over that. She can. Yo, she got some pipes.
She do. Like pipes. She got that. I didn't know. Like I'm used to like Ariana being Kat from. fucking Victorious.
Okay, yeah.
Like I'm used to. So when I heard her on the radio, I heard this song. I'm like, some bitch got a really strong voice. And I looked it up and it said Ariana Grande. I'm like, there's no fucking way she's singing like that.
Yes, dude. She really can't.
She can.
Hey, when I was syncing up in your car, it was like the first song they played was I'm so into you. That song. It's like this real. Yeah. It's just really sensual, and it's her, and I'm just like. Oh my god. And that's like no bullshit. That song is in my playlist. Just because she sounds good.
She does.
She just sounds so good. But I'd get that one to listen. Like I said, I'm pretty confident that the album
sounds. Did she just drop an album not too long ago?
Dangerous Woman or something like that. Yeah. Which we should let's review that.
I wanna fucking listen to it. No bullshit. Let's do it.
I will.
We'll listen to it. Hopefully we can review in the next couple of days.
She got one with Wayne. She got a track with Wayne. And she just you can tell, like, somebody came in. It was a rapper. You can tell a rapper came in, helped her. But she's a machine.
Oh, she was rapping?
No, but you can the way that the verse is structured or written. Okay. Yeah, you can tell it was a rapper. It was hip-hop influence. But, yeah, I want to, let's do that. I think that'd be dope.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. We can get into, like, all types of albums on this podcast. You know what I'm saying? Just shit that, like, the full group won't want to listen to.
I listen to a lot. Oh, and if you guys have, like, some album request. It don't matter what it is. It just can't be like bluegrass or country.
Yeah,
but if you have but if you do, send those to asksquadcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And we'll definitely check it out. I'm always listening.
You can also send questions there too. Another thing we're gonna add, just one more element to the actual like episodes on YouTube is just a user submitted question. We'll answer one on a video. But on the podcast we can really just answer as many as we feel or have time for. So, excuse me. Definitely start sending those through, like you said, the Gmail. I don't know how the description works on iTunes.
I think we can write out one every episode.
But yeah, it's ask squadcast.
It's not ask. It's not ask. I'm like, dude, I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying, man. Like, come on.
So is it asksquadcast@gmail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Asksquadcast. All right, bet. Y'all got that shit.
All right, bet.
Is there anything? I think we finna hit the 30-minute mark. I didn't want this to be too long, but we are just kind of talking. Is there anything else you want to? You got any closing statements? Anything?
Ladies, if you have like a selfie you want to send it, then we can like rate or something. I'll let you know what the sucker. No, I'm kidding, man. Nothing, man. I really don't have anything. Thank you guys for tuning in, man. Like, and if there is something we missing, man, just tweet us at where can they reach you?
Y'all know my shit. I am Trey Good. Your mama know my.
Nick from the cast. Please don't call me that. I was on Snapchat. And someone was like, "What's that cast part?" And I'm like, "Dude, don't ask. Like, stop asking questions. Like, come on, bitch." Like, I almost changed my name. Like, right there. Like, go back to Nick 1925.
No. I think it's a good name, Nick from the cast. Because as Squadcast gets bigger, it'll make more sense.
Man.
Other than that, man, like you said, thank you guys for tuning in. This is one of the first, full podcasts where it's just like, this is just podcast. This won't be on YouTube. So we appreciate you guys for coming and shit like that.
I don't know, man. That's really it, man. We appreciate you guys for ganging with us. You know what I'm saying? Squad, squad, and squad we trust. Good night.
Gang, be out.
I woke up feeling mighty squad today. Right for the people that they tossed away. Cause squadliness is next to godliness. Squadliness is next to godliness.